Yeah, we interrupt our little Halloween segment here because the Vibe Report is in. Roscoe.
Yo.
You're up in Canovia, huh?
Yep.
So what's going on?
Well, I was watching a funny football game on the TV. They got some silly rules up here.
Oh, yeah? What do they do?
Not much, really.
But
I think football up here is even more of an excuse for drinking than it is in the United States.
Judging by the Canovians I know, I think they play without helmets.
Yeah, I don't think their helmets are really padded. I think their heads are padded.
Concrete. So we got a Vibe today?
Yeah, I did have a... I guess the reason I'm late is because of my Vibe. I was walking around and found this kind of cool neighborhood, this Kensington Market neighborhood, and I went to a Portuguese barber to get my beard trimmed.
You got your beard trimmed.
Brought along a beard, huh?
You know, and it was exciting. As we were going there, I was thinking, you know, I never had the experience with the straight razor and
the hot towels and straight razor.
Yeah, and you know, and I was just saying how, you know, most of these guys nowadays, even if you go to a barber shop, they're still going to go at you with a track two or something.
Yeah.
And this guy, this Portuguese barbershop, it was quite a scene. The guy, in between working on my beard, the guy was, like, selling lottery tickets and repping Portuguese. It was just kind of a... After eating a greasy breakfast, I couldn't think of anything better to do but to go and get my beard professionally attended to.
So did you have the whole thing removed, or...
No.
Just had it reworked?
I just got it sort of neatened up.
Did you go for the Anton Levy effect?
The what?
The Anton Levy.
You know, what's
the
that?
Guy, the guy in the Geraldo show, the Satan worshiper.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't get exactly that one. He's the guy who's got his eyebrows trimmed.
Oh, no, that was the guy who looked like Roy Orbison.
Oh, yeah.
Remember him?
Roy Orbison with the pointy head.
Yeah.
But that's kind of the vibe.
Satan's,
I mean,
a little bird.
It's cold up here, and we did, last night we did the 24-track mobile thing, and it came out really great. It was pretty wild, so we're playing it.
Did they let you take the truck for a spin?
We took the truck for a spin. You know, it was too bad that we didn't unplug all the mics first.
I thought it was fun. Whoops. Take it on a chicky run?
Yeah, you know, a little ride.
Too bad about this microphone.
Tonight we're playing in the place where a little over a year ago, Roscoe's gang with Jack Boy and Straw and Thing and Larry Hot Wheels Willie played. We're playing there tonight. When Roscoe's played there, these crazy rockabilly car club guys.
Oh, yeah, those guys came to our show.
Were driven to such a rock and roll frenzy that they ripped the plumbing out of the walls in the bathroom. So, and it's the place, it's called the Orange Temple. It's sort of a perfect sort of Halloween place to be.
There you go.
You know, it's nothing, it's this hick town called Oshawa where all they got is like steel workers and auto workers.
Trick or treat.
So,
here's some boilerplate for you, Johnny.
Who knows what kind of costumes they'll be wearing.
Mm-hmm. Those car club guys came to our show when we were in Toronto.
Who do you got out there?
Il Bruce, Didi, the Denster, Tim Warren, Guad, and Annie.
Holy moly.
Yeah. You're here in spirit.
The House Caravan of Stars, ladies and gentlemen.
Did Den go to the diner for food?
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
You can smell it all the way
so
up there.
So Den's been doing well?
Den is doing well. I don't know if it's the air, the tour.
Yeah, Den's doing the 6 weeks.
But he looks great.
Did his cold clear up?
He's doing the 6 weeks, yes. His cold is cleared up.
Oh, I'm glad to hear all these things.
Yes.
And I'd just like to sign off and let you know that I am in a good mood.
Yeah. It's a miracle.
So, aloha to all of you from Canada.
Aloha.
Swing from the rafters.
Big amps, brother. Our favorite noise.
That means he's busy.
The State of the Vibe Report, folks.